So 2024 can be a really great year for you in terms of business growth, but there are various aspects to your business you need to look at to ensure you are growing in your business. And one of those areas is products, services, sales, right? And when we take sales as a key kind of idea for your business growth, and we kind of look at it deeper, what you'll see is that your brand and how you're showing up and your marketing activity and how you are presenting yourself and promoting your products and services does impact your sales. So today I'm going to share with you some of the ways in which you can improve your sales through brand and marketing activities in 2024. And I'm not actually going to go into like selling techniques or strategies because there are so many different ideas offered around that. But I am going to share with you some tips, some ideas, some resources, and even some statistics that I'm sure will help to persuade you that sales is not a swear word. And in fact, selling is an activity that you need to include as part of your business operation. So the first thing I want to really share with you is that in terms of being active with selling, you need to be consistent. And a lot of us throughout the last few months or years in running our businesses have seen consistency as frequency. But I would really argue that if you see consistency as frequency of doing something, that is part of the challenge that you may have because you may have a to-do list that's as long as your arm because you're trying to do a lot and you just want to pump out content. You just want to go to all these events. You just want to speak to all these different people. But actually, it's about pace and it's about routine and it's about discipline. So when you're creating, a kind of navigation map for how you can attract more sales, think about that. Think about your pace. Think about how disciplined you are. Think about what routine you've got. What time do you actually allocate to selling? How often does, the conversations that you're having or the content that you're producing talk about an offer? Because to actually sell, you need to have an offer. So consistency is key. And the second thing I'm going to say is you need to have an offer, right? So showing up is fine. Let's get you visible. Let's make sure that you're out there talking up what you do and the benefits of your product and service and how other people use your products and service. Yeah, we've nailed that, most of us. But have you got an offer this year? Have you got an offer this week? Have you got an offer today? Because something that I think a lot of us get a little bit daunted by is that you've got to have everything mapped out, all your sales plans, everything's got to be mapped out. I could share with you now that last year in December 2023, I had people booking consultations with me to literally map out 2 day long, 12 day long, day long offers, right? So they have an idea, they have something they wanted to promote, they wanted to sell something last minute. They didn't have anything that they thought about in, August through to November, but they did want to make some money. So they booked in consultations with me to look at how they could do that. And we came up with offers. And many of those offers work really, really well. And I'm sharing that to say that even where we are now, at the time of you listening to this recording, if you know that you haven't yet created an offer, there's still time, right? So creating an offer could be based on what you know works well, could be based on your best sellers, could be based on what you know some of your clients and customers need now, could be based on what people are asking you for now, as examples, right? I'm not using the word offer here in terms of selling to mean that you need to have a 50% off everything sale or that you need to have a buy one, get 10 free sale. I'm saying have something that you can put on the table that's relevant and realistic and accessible to the community that you are trying to attract. And hopefully they're already in your list. Hopefully they're already in your social media communities online. Hopefully you're already going out and meeting them as well at events, etc., because it is a combination of online and offline. So my third point actually quite neatly is thinking about your online and offline channels of distribution. How are you going to sell this year? Where are you going to show up? And what does that look like on paper in terms of your time and how much time you or other members of your team might need to spend to get that message out there? So in terms of selling, yep, be consistent, make sure you've got a compelling offer, but give some thought to how you're going to communicate online and offline about what it is you're selling. How are people going to find you? Overall, the average consumer spends about 4.2 hours a day on their mobile devices. So I would say if you don't yet have, a smartphone enabled website. If you don't yet have, access to the relevant tools and resources that you need to make your business mobile accessible, that's something you definitely want to do this year. Whether you're looking at WhatsApp marketing, SMS text campaigns, having a website which is e-commerce, etc., you need to make sure you've thought about your channels of distribution. Okay? Because if you want to sell, you need to know how you're going to sell. How are people going to find you? And then you need to think about when people have found you, how are you actually going to engage and connect with them? How are you going to encourage repeat conversations? How are you going to nurture these relationships so that you can actually attract new business and also retain customers that go on to actually refer you to others? So think about your follow-up and your nurturing process. If someone contacts you, do you leave them or do you go back to them to check if they need anything? If someone has a meeting with you because they're interested in your product or service, what happens after that meeting? What is your follow-up and nurturing process? How do you intertwine things like video marketing, email marketing, face-to-face meetings, events, etc., as part of your sales strategy? You see, companies that excel at nurturing leads through inbound marketing, as an example, are known to make around 50% more sales. So you've got to think about how you are keeping conversations going. How are you nurturing leads this year? And you've got to have the capacity and knowledge and confidence to sell. A lot of us have got brilliant products or services, but we don't actually understand how to sell. We don't have the confidence to talk about our products and services. We don't necessarily have that voice, that tone, and also that convincing nature to quite easily, just through conversation, through listening to customers, through listening to prospects, through listening to people that might be interested or express an interest, we lack the confidence to talk up what we do, to explain to someone why they need our product, why they might need it now, and how that product's going to help them. So all of these things are skills you might need to acquire at the start of the year to ensure that you have a really good 2024 when it comes to sales results. And let's not forget about tactics, because simple things like email marketing can really help you as well, especially if you are into like the social commerce, e-commerce side of things, and maybe you're also doing, events face to face. Email marketing can really help you to connect to your audience. If you're on social media and you haven't yet considered using email marketing to take conversations away from social media onto your own email marketing kind of, database, that is something you want to look at. Because there are over 319 billion business and consumer emails sent and received daily. And actually, this number is anticipated to increase to more than 376 billion emails being exchanged daily in the next 4 years. So if you haven't yet considered email marketing in terms of your sales and how it can encourage repeat business, how you can attract more customers by making offers to people that sign up to your email list, and how you can educate and entertain and inform people through email marketing to improve relationships with your mailing list, that's something you want to consider this year. Okay. And there are various tools and resources that can help you with your sales. You can look at automation, you can look at AI tools. There are ideas that you can generate using AI platforms. And, simple things like editing videos, making them shorter, repurposing content, can really help you to improve your sales results. Because a lot of us are time poor. So actually finding information and resources and tools that can help you to automate and make your business run smoother by you working more effectively in your business will really help you. And simple things like personalized experience through automation or through, slicker ways of doing your marketing will also help you to close more sales. You know, when you get these generic emails where they don't sound like the person's talking to you, and then you might get a very similar email where your name is included, that's a more personalized interaction. And funny enough, 89% of marketeers see a positive return on investment when they deliver a personalized experience. So I would say, 2024, if you want to increase sales, if you want to see better return on the time and the money that you're spending on your marketing, think about how a more personalized experience can actually improve that. And your content, actually, I think, could be something that you make more personalized in terms of speaking to a particular segment or audience type. So a lot of you have kind of been told that Facebook isn't, working, it's broken, don't use it, it doesn't work anymore, it's harder to get engagement. But I'm going to say it doesn't matter what platform you're on this year. If you are not getting great engagement, if people aren't coming to you, if they're not asking about your product, if you're not closing sales, if you're not getting leads booked, if people aren't signing up to your email, then that is telling of your content. It's not necessarily telling of the platform. So I'm not going to say that if your Facebook isn't working or you're not getting results, it's because Facebook is broken. I'm going to say look at your content. Because Facebook, as an example, has over 3 billion users worldwide. And actually, within the UK, in April 2023, the biggest group of people using Facebook were aged between 25 and 34 years old, making up actually 24.2% of all users. The second largest group in the UK was 35 to 44 year olds. And right after that group were 18 to 24 year olds. So I would say that if in 2024 you've recognized that some of your audience fall within those audience types I've just mentioned, you might want to look at Facebook. You might want to try Facebook. You might want to go back and have a look at how you can develop and improve your Facebook game, because it can work if you've got the right things in place. And I'm saying this as a social media agency owner who works with clients who get great stats, many of which you can see on our Insight to Social Instagram page. Many of our client reviews are on the Insight to Social Facebook page or LinkedIn or Instagram. We get results for our clients on Facebook, and that's because we know how to post great content and how to interact in groups, et cetera, et cetera. So don't discount platforms until you've tried them and you've literally exhausted all the ways in which you can use that platform. Because until you've done that, you can't really make a statement and say it doesn't work, right? Because there's going to be some kind of bias there. You either don't really like it, or you weren't really interested in it, or someone's told you it doesn't work, so you've told yourself that. And as a result, you subconsciously, when you post, there's no passion, there's no intention there, because you've been told it doesn't work. But I'm here to say, try the platforms that you've not tried before. And also, don't be afraid to go back to platforms that you've tried previously and test them, because the testing bit is what marketing is all about, right? And remember, video marketing is still key. It still reigns, right? So if you want to improve your video marketing game in 2024, one of the easiest ways you can do that is by repurposing or even reusing content that you've used already. If you don't have much time in 2024 to be doing videos, I'd say try and find the time. But if you can't, try to give some thought to how you might actually use video marketing by repurposing content you've got, which might be longer, or it might be a blog post you put into a video, or it might be a longer video that you edit down into shorter form content for other platforms such as YouTube Shorts, such as Instagram, such as TikTok, etc. So use video content, right? An estimated 91% of businesses were using video marketing in 2023. So we know that number's going to increase. If you're not in that percentage, you might want to ask yourself why, because it's clear that it is going to be an even bigger deal this year. Don't forget that reviews and feedback will really help you as well. So when you're selling, don't forget to include social proof. What do people say about you? Why are people buying your product? What's the feedback they're getting? And in the unlikely event that you do get any negative feedback, don't be afraid to share that and talk about what you've done to rectify that, or how you've developed your product or service to actually respond to that negative review if you have any. And think about incentives as well, sales incentives. So if you buy something, what might I get next time? What might I give you next time, rather? If you refer someone to me, what might I, thank you with as a result of you doing that? Give incentives for people that give you referrals. Give incentives for people that buy from you, and give incentives for repeat purchases as well. And then my final point is, Think about collaboration. I've spoken about AI, I've spoken about, the importance of video. I've spoken about the importance of having a consistent brand and thinking about channels of distribution and how you communicate and how people find you. But I'm also going to share as the final point, and I could have done loads more points than this, by the way. I'm just trying to keep it short and sweet. Collaboration is game changing. If you find the right people, you connect with the right energy, you've checked out, with some discernment, what they're about, how they can work with you, and what the mutual benefits are, collaboration can really help you grow your business this year. And so I'm going to leave you with these thoughts. Let me know in the comments whether or not you found this particular episode helpful. You can also share it if you did, leave a review if you did. And just give some thought. If you've never thought about selling before, look at your analytics. What are they telling you? What is your inventory telling you? What are your ticket sales telling you? What is that campaign that you did telling you? Because all of the data will help you to make informed decisions. And if you're not sure how to review what you've done, or you'd like some help reviewing what you've done, I would recommend that you check out my 5-day brand and marketing review. That is actually a coaching program that's delivered online across 5 days to help you identify areas of your business that need work, along with recommendations, tools, and video resources that will actually help you to improve what you're going to be doing this year. So if you'd like more information on that, look on my website under products, insighttomarketing.com products, and you can also look in the caption of this episode as well. I'll put a link in there for you too. But don't forget, sales is relevant to business growth, and business growth is highly relevant to how your brand shows up and how you're actually promoting your business in 2024. Take care, and I'll speak to you soon. Don't forget, leave a review for me, and give it a thumbs up if you've enjoyed it. I'll speak to you soon. Bye for now.